The Town of Normal Council approved a new 20-year solid waste plan on a 6-1 vote. In the studio to talk about the plan, next steps, and other issues, including a possible welcoming cities ordinance and a study to examine the pros and cons of a municipal soccer complex, is Town of Normal Mayor Chris Coos. Welcome, Chris.
Good to be here.
With little fuss, the town became the second major government entity to approve a new 20-year solid waste plan. The county approved it recently, but not without some controversy over an option in the plan for ordinances mandating construction and demolition and multifamily housing recycling. Where are you on those ordinances and why?
Well, I think, you know, the devil will be in the details when the ordinances are written, and we'll probably see those in about 45 days. But in terms of multifamily recycling, it's been an issue in the community, and we have been approached by Illinois State University student government and the Off-Campus Student Association requesting our help in getting multifamily recycling. It's something that they want to do. They've talked to some of the apartment owners, and the apartment owners said it would be probably in their best interest that if an ordinance was passed on it so it was a level playing field for everybody, that would be the best outcome if they were going to do that.
So is that a suggestion for mandatory recycling for those kinds of establishments, or a mandatory option to allow the establishments to offer?
I think what we're going to see, Charlie, you know, you can't make people recycle, but if we can get recycle dumpsters and with the help of Ecology Action Center, probably to coordinate a contract with a recycle hauler so that it would be the most affordable option for multifamily property owners. To have those dumpsters available for the kids to use.
Now, the solid waste plan included this as an option to help meet the recycling rate targets.
Yes.
Down the road. Why is the town moving so quickly?
It's not really moving that quickly. It's something that we've discussed for the past year and a half. There are three council members who have pushed pretty hard on this for over a year to say we really need to look at this. And we've had probably 2 to 3 years worth of discussions with student government and off-campus student association, and it's been high on their list. It's something that they want.
Is the apartment complex, student apartment complex, and the student population making this a different political question than it is in Bloomington?
I would say so, yes, because our multifamily is predominantly student-oriented.
You had one council member, Scott Preston, who is considering running for McLean County GOP party chair. He voted against the plan. What is the conservative argument against the ordinance as you understand it?
Well, my sense of it is that he felt, at least as I understood what he said last night, he felt that it was an option, that it wasn't a recommendation, and that the governments could do that whether it was in the plan or not. In terms of why he didn't support the plan overall, you'd have to ask him. But I think his motivation, as he expressed it last night, was that we could do it whether it was in the plan or not.
What kind of non-student, non-business community reaction are you expecting?
It's hard to say. I think, again, most people want to do recycling in the community, and it's just giving them the option to make it easier for them to do.
How significant is construction and demolition waste?
It's a very significant impact. Almost everything goes to the landfill. And we now have a facility in the community that can handle construction wastes very easily. So it takes a lot of pressure on off of landfills in terms of what they're accepting. That it's a huge volume in the community. By diverting that from the landfill and into a recycle stream is going to save the community as a whole money in the long term.
Any concern the recycling would drive up the cost of construction and remodeling and put a damper on that?
In the sense that if it were not single stream, that could possibly be the case. But in a scenario of single stream recycling, it shouldn't affect the price.
At last night's meeting, Ecology Action Center Director Michael Brown talked about a safety valve for construction firms. For instance, if the cost of recycling was exceeding a certain percentage, the firm could opt out. What are your thoughts about that concept?
We're going to have to dig into the details, and I'm sure we're going to hear from construction companies about those issues. So I haven't made my mind up one way or another on that.
Some opponents argue that this will drive up rents. I guess that goes to the basic question, who should pay in a community for solid waste removal? Taxpayers at large, specific users or generators, what?
Ask that in a different way. I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Should the renters have to pay more for the waste that they generate? Should it be spread across the entire tax base? What sort of mechanism is there to make sure it's equitably distributed?
In the sense that there will be additional costs in an apartment unit. Likely, the owner or the renter would have to absorb those costs, much as a single family person has to buy a $80 or $90 tote from the town of Normal to recycle. Yeah, there are costs for recycling.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker in the studio with Mayor Chris Kuss, who joins us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. The discussion about some sort of community multi-sports complex ebbs and flows. It is flowing again, at least for the moment, in Bloomington Normal. The town is taking some action and considering hiring a consultant to examine the issue. Why now?
Because we have an issue for soccer fields, and in our community master plan for parks and recreation, one of the highest requests in the public comments that we got was some kind of multi-sport facility in the community. So there's demand for it in the community. Prairie City Soccer League is going to have to leave the airport in about 3 years.
They just signed a three-year lease. They have options for two more if there's
a plan.
A plan.
Right. But the sun is setting on that facility out there. So as a community, we've always felt that it was important to the community. We understand that there's in a soccer complex or a multi-sport complex, it would do cricket, would do lacrosse, would do soccer as well, that there's an economic benefit for that because of the tournaments that would bring people in for a weekend. They'd be spending in the community, but to have that facility. But it's a facility that one community cannot support. It's going to take both communities.
The town is in the middle of cutting its budget fairly significantly. Mm-hmm. Can the town also take on a project 3 years out of this magnitude?
That's what the study should tell us.
The Prairie City Soccer and the attendant traveling league, the Fire, is going to start its own capital campaign to preserve their options to buy their own land and do simple fields if they can't do something like the Kim Group or a multi-sport complex that's municipally owned. Can a multi-sport facility that is town-centric survive without those 2,000 kids that Prairie Cities brings in?
It has to be everybody in the community involved in this. It can't be we have Prairie City Soccer and we have this other complex and we're in competition. That won't work. It's got to be all hands on board.
Well, the Kim Group is proposing a West Side complex. Are you going to look at the parcel on Wiley Drive in Normal?
Part of the study that we've sent an RFP out, we'll look at multiple sites.
And do you look at the Kim Group proposal or start with blank slate?
Absolutely, we'll look at that.
Could it be a joint study with Bloomington? You said all hands all have to be on deck.
We've asked Bloomington to join us in the study. Financially, we haven't heard back one way or another.
When will you need to hear?
We're going to go ahead with the study regardless.
But if they're not willing to participate, can it happen?
if they are not willing to participate in the capital expenses of building that complex, no, it will not happen.
Why shouldn't they be asked to participate in all phases if they're to be buying
it at
all?
They have been asked to participate.
Why though, can't you, if they're not going to participate and you're going ahead with a study without them, doesn't that undercut the potential buy-in later?
We feel that the study needs to be done in a timely manner, and we have taken the lead on it. We'll see.
The community's mayor has joined us on Sound Ideas following Monday evening council meetings. Town Mayor Chris Koos is in the studio. A welcoming city ordinance is encountering some headwinds in Bloomington. What effect does that have on something possibly happening in Normal?
You know, this has been a tough landscape. It changes almost daily at a national level. We have the state resolution and ordinance or law that covers some of those issues. And so we've seen the latest language. There are a couple of things we have issues with on that. And so our position was to Bloomington was getting ready to take action on this.
Which,
we were going to let them.
Which latest language? The latest language that the aldermen in Bloomington, the all group of five aldermen in Bloomington say is basically a recognition that we're already following the law, or the latest language proposed by Illinois People's Action and the Keeping Families Together coalition?
My sense of it is the latest version we've seen is the Bloomington version with some recommendations by Illinois People's Action.
Okay.
I can't tell you the pedigree of the last document I saw.
All righty. So it's still all up in the air. How close are the two communities tied? What is the likelihood of Normal moving forward without Bloomington on that?
I think it should be all or none in this issue. I think the county should be involved in this as well. I don't think it has a lot of teeth in it if one community says we're going to do it and the other community says we're not going to do it.
Do you expect rallies and marches in Normal, much as we saw in Bloomington?
We've had conversations with the people that want this, and we'll continue to have those conversations. I think there has been a rally in Uptown Circle recently.
Last month, City Manager Mark Peterson told Sound Ideas he had not talked with any groups and was concerned about an ordinance telling officers to not do something they already weren't doing, or a solution in search of a problem. What do you think?
I would tend to agree with that on that one issue. The fact that we would forbid our police officers from talking to ICE is not a realistic thing for me to do. The last time our police officers talked to ICE was in regard to a child abduction, and we were the person that was arrested claimed he had diplomatic immunity, and we had to verify that through immigration. Turned out he did. But beyond that, we just don't have communications with ICE.
Mark Peterson said you were surveying council members about their views. Are there votes to pass something?
I'm not sure at this point. I'm really not sure at this point.
When do you think there will be an on-the-record expression by the town of Normal Council?
I think once we see what the city of Bloomington is going to do.
Chris, thank you for your time on Sound Ideas.
Glad to be here.
Chris Koos is the mayor of the town of Normal. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
And I'm Mike McCurdy. The community's mayor stopped by Sound Ideas most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.